Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And we got our buddy Jay Myers back with us. Jay is an entrepreneur himself. He's a small business owner and has his own company, which had some adversity. And he's talked to us about that in the past. And he learned from that adversity. And from that adversity, he felt a book welling up in him. And it had to come out. And he wrote the book called Keep Swinging, An Entrepreneur's Story to Overcoming Adversity and Achieving Small Business Success. And he's our friend Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, as you know, and Jay's out of Memphis, Tennessee, folks. And Jay, I'm going to be with you and the Small Business Chamber of Commerce on Thursday.
That's right. We're looking forward to it, Jim.
Robert Staub is the president of that organization, the founder of that Chamber of Commerce. It's called the Small Business Chamber of Commerce, folks. Not just a Chamber of Commerce, but the small business. It's a chamber for small business owners. And I think that's a great idea. Anyway, it's my second time over there. Jay, I was there about 3 years ago to speak to that group, and I don't know what happened. I guess maybe they got all new members because they invited me back the second time, Jay. I don't know how that could happen, but it did. And so I'm going to be there Thursday. I'm looking forward to being with you guys face to face and spending some time with you.
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement, Jim, and I think everybody enjoyed your visit a few years ago and looking forward to it on Thursday.
Well, we are too. Jay, I was talking to the audience in the previous segment about if you knew what you know now when you started your business, would you still do it? You know, I was talking about all the different things that pull at a business owner, all the different challenges, all the different issues that you have to deal with. If the day you started your business, you're starry-eyed, you're excited about buying and selling and being creative and having customers and making money and managing your life and being your own boss and all that kind of stuff, all those starry-eyed things, if you knew what you know now, Jay, at that moment when you were about to pull the switch on your business, would you still do it?
You know, Jim, I mean, I could
give
you a quick
answer. The
good,
the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think in anybody's to look into the future and say, with all the, you know, the good, bad, and ugly things, you know, would you do it? You know, I think that, you know, 12 plus years ago when I got into this, you know, I had a very simple mission. I wanted to, you know, to get a job. I had to create a job for myself. So I guess because I had such minimal expectations, you know, sure I would do it all over again because I wasn't expecting a whole lot. I just wanted to have some source of income to feed my family.
That's what happened to me in 89.
I never dreamed it would get this big.
That's what happened to me in 89. But the truth is, maybe the better question to ask is this. Isn't it good that we didn't know that much in those days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I use the analogy of the children, Jay. You know, isn't it good that we didn't know what teenagers were going to be like when we decided to have babies?
Oh yeah, and I've got a teenage daughter. I understand exactly what you're talking about, Jim. So, but you know, I think it's one of these things that you know you look at. It's life. I mean, and, you know, you look at things. In my case, 12 years later, you know, I started my business after I got fired on my 39th birthday, and you know, it was one of these things that I got shocked into doing it. I didn't really necessarily have. I thought it had it in me to be an entrepreneur and a small business person, but I was forced into the role.
It wasn't going to be tomorrow, was it?
I'm sorry?
You knew you had it in you, but you weren't expecting it to be tomorrow.
That's right. And I think my wife, who's listening, I'm sure this morning, could tell you the same thing. You know, she always felt like that something was going to happen like this. But, you know, through all the ups and downs of things, I kid around here, and I say it's the greatest gig I've ever had because it's just I really, truly believe I'm doing what I was always intended to do. This is kind of sounds a little spiritual or whatever, but I think this is what God intended for me to do. I really believe that.
Well, you know, I think we all have our callings, and what happens is sometimes our future unfolds at its, well, not sometimes, it, our future almost always unfolds at its own pace. Sometimes that pace is not what we think it should be. For example, you know, I thought I should be a small business owner a lot earlier than I was, but I wasn't able to pull it off. I wasn't able to actually make it happen, and it happened when it was supposed to happen.
Well, in my case, I mean, you know, it really, again, I was shocked into the whole situation, but once I got into the role, I realized that I had a lot of the attributes that, you know, they were always kind of sitting there that I just had to tap into.
Right. I was downsized, as my audience has heard me say before, I was downsized twice in the 80s, in 18 months. No fault of my own. I mean, it just was one of those things. And that's when I decided to start my own business after the second time, because I decided I didn't want to do another resume. I said, you know, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And within 2 years, I went back and thanked both of the people who downsized me.
Well, I haven't gone that far with the person who fired me yet, but you know, there's still hope on that one. But you know, Jim, when I talk about the book, you know, the Keep Swinging, that, you know, one of the things that I think that people get into, you know, with small businesses, that, you know, they think that you know, everybody that does these things is going to just have this, you know, kind of smooth path. And in my case, you know, it wasn't that way. And in the book, we talk a lot about the mistakes I made. It's not a portrayal of all the wonderful things and the Inc. 500 awards and all this other stuff we've mm-hmm. been fortunate to earn over the last few years. It's more of a case of these are the things that happened to us. You know, I'm a regular old guy, but these things did happen to us, whether it be partnership and ownership disputes and buying out people and a couple of thefts that we dealt with. In fact, today is our fifth anniversary of this large theft that we had when employees stole about $260,000 from
us.
Wow. A host of other things. And one of the other things we talk about is the fact that, you know, personal things overlap into business quite often, mm-hmm. whether it be family situations, where in my case I had several family members pass away since I started my business, to mm-hmm. me myself having a personal health crisis where I got diagnosed with melanoma. And, you know, you say, well, does that have anything to do with business? Well, of course it does. In a small business, this is your baby.
Everything.
You're driving this. So,
your,
you know,
your life and your business weaves a fine seam between the two, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I think that, you know, sometimes people look at this thing and say, gosh, this business just has to be an entity and a corporation or whatever. And, it's difficult.
It does. That's the way it can be with big businesses, because CEOs come and CEOs go. Managers come and managers go. And GM and Ford, et cetera, they keep on going. Small businesses, it's not like that. It's a lot. There's a lot more humanity. And no disrespect to the big guys, but there's a lot more humanity in the small companies. No question about it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. There's a little bit of Eric Clapton to bring us back. Little Layla. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here, and including our blog and the newsletter and the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members, all that stuff. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Jay Myers is our guest. He's the author of Keep Swinging. He's also a small business owner, just like you and me, an entrepreneur who's seen all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, and maybe a little extra of the ugly stuff than you and I have. Jay, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company.
Okay, the website is isitn.com, of course, www. And my company, Interactive Solutions, we do video conferencing and also audio-visual integration, so conference rooms, boardrooms, auditoriums, distance learning, telemedicine. My home office is in Memphis, but I also have an office in Nashville, and then I've got service facilities in Knoxville, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Jackson, Mississippi, and soon to be Little Rock. So we also cover about six states.
ISITN.com.
That's correct, and it's got
so
all the information out there.
Lots of good stuff, folks. And Jay, and the book is available wherever books are sold.
Yes, it is, Jim. We've got it on, of course, Amazon, also Target.com, Borders, all the folks like that and everything. And the Had some good success with it. We've had a lot of people saying some nice things about it. I think it's hitting a chord because it's a very, very straightforward book. It just talks a lot about the mistakes and what you can learn by them.
All right, so check that out. Jay, one of the things that I want to ask you is, do you think that when the economy – now, you've had – and folks, as we mentioned earlier, Jay's had some adversity in that he's had some embezzlement. Some people who've worked for him has stolen money from him, and maybe more than once. And it's happened to me, too. It happened to me a couple of times on a smaller scale, but it has happened. Do you think that when the economy's tough, when people are having less – maybe they've got less money to spend. I don't know what the deal is. Do you think that increases the likelihood of embezzlement?
Well, you know, Jim, I think it certainly opens up the opportunity to steal in a bigger way. When people get desperate, they do desperate things.
Yeah.
I was last night, ironically enough, reading the Fortune Small Business Magazine, and there was a story about who's stealing your business, and it talks about the median loss from embezzlement cost small companies in 2006, $190,000, up from $98,000 in 2004. So you probably
wow.
can say today in 2007, probably over $200,000 median amount of money that's stolen. And let's face it, for small business folks or anybody, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think that what happens, in tightening economies, is that people again look at different ways to try to have short-term, type of things recovered and all. And I think that mm-hmm. what happens is people get desperate, they get laid off, all these kind of things, walking away from mortgages, and then they're just bad stuff starts happening. It's just
how do we put some checks and balances in place? Somebody told me the other day that Oprah Winfrey still signs every check personally.
Well, I can understand
she's got
that.
She's got a big operation, but she still signs every check.
It's 5 years later for me. I don't sign every check, but I sign about 98% of them, and I deposit about 98% of the company's money. I think there's just some basic
things. He's telling the truth, folks, because he and I were on the phone talking about some other business a month or so ago, and he said, Jim, I got to go. I got to get to the bank before 3.
That's true.
That's a true story.
I think there's some basic things. So for the listeners out there, I think the things like segregating accounting duties, the people that are paying your bills shouldn't be the same people that are collecting the money.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two, I think in the case of this is an odd one, but you need to have your employees take vacations. You
right.
need to have the ability to have people
make sure
come up
that they
from behind
leave.
And
yeah.
exactly and check to see, when they're out what they're doing, whether it's a warehouse manager, the accounting person or whoever, and how they're handling their duties. The other thing is to do background checks, civil and criminal, because that's
very
real
important,
key.
Isn't it?
It is absolutely. We
and
would
especially
have probably
for
avoided.
Financial people. But a lot of companies will hand those people off, and they'll never say anything about why they left. You
well, unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah.
The other thing too for small business people, and this is gut wrenching because we all scrape for money every day and everything. But you need to buy fidelity insurance. You need to have a fidelity bond that covers the potential for dishonest mm-hmm. employees because
so
unfortunately they're out there.
And you can only bond people who will check out.
That's exactly right. And so I think when you look at all those things, and the other thing, too, is, as small business owners, you've just got to go out there. You've got to look at your books and your things every day. I mean, you can't get
yeah.
lax about any controls. It's a situation that, you take a $200,000 theft to some of these businesses out there, and it could put them under easily.
Oh, absolutely. Or $25,000 could put some businesses under, no question
absolutely.
About it. But make sure that you're injecting yourself at some point in the process that and know enough about your business that when you do inject yourself into this thing that you can see if it doesn't pass the smell test. You got to drop in, and the other people can never know exactly when you're going to drop in.
That's exactly right. And Jim, it's yeah. such a big problem out there that literally I believe on Thursday of this week we're going to be on Fox Business News
all right.
with the president of the Certified Fraud Examiners Association, because it's such a big problem, and people realize with a tightening economy that this problem's not going to get smaller. It's going
right.
to get bigger.
Right. Well, good luck on Fox. Folks, look for him there. Hey, Jay, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
We'll get you back again real soon. Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen,
appreciate
the author of Keep Swinging. It's got all the story of what happened to him in there. It's a great story that you're going to want to read. It'll help you, I promise. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
New York's fine, but it ain't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.